One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by your lovely host, Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. Welcome back. Hope you guys are having a good day, good week. So glad to have you here.
Happy Monday. I hope you guys enjoyed our last episode. Let us know what you think about it. Do you enjoy it? And let us know how your Valentine's Day actually went.
Yeah, it's actually true.
Because the horror stories I've learned before, I hope it turned into something beautiful this time.
Yeah.
Ciao. Enough disappointments.
It's actually true.
Literally. Yeah. But yeah, you guys already know, as always, please, 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 before you even continue, go ahead and click that subscribe button. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's on the BTS podcast. And also, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you pause now to, one, follow the account, but also leave a review. If you've been effing with our content, because I know you guys are listening. We see you guys. We appreciate you guys. But you need to show us some love, honey. Show us some love. Drop a 5-star only.
Only. Anything else, don't parcel. Keep it to yourself.
But yeah, make sure you give us that 5-star review and keep on sharing with your friends, your families. Honestly, like, we love and appreciate you guys. And I love when you guys tag us on socials, like showing when you're listening to us in the car.
Yeah.
Please, we're not driving at the same time. But when you're listening to us,
why can't
in
you
the
drive
car,
and listen?
No, but I mean, don't,
I
take
don't
the
be changing.
Don't be changing.
Don't be typing BT. And whilst you're typing BT, you're going into the
next lane.
The next lane.
Careful.
Stop.
Literally. But yeah, keep on tagging us if you're like listening, watching us, listening to us. And also if you're effing with the playlist as well, keep on tagging. Yes. It really, really like encourages us to keep on going. Ciao.
Yes.
And we love to see it, but yeah.
And another thing as well, if you are listening on Spotify, it will ask you, what did you think about this episode? That is a time for you to tell us your real feelings.
Yeah.
We don't publish everything because some things are feedback that we need to hear.
Literally.
But if you are loving our content, please let us know what you think about the episode. And also, there's also always a poll.
Yeah.
Because we like to, you know, hear you guys' thoughts, see what the listeners are saying. Are you swaying this way? Are you swaying that way?
Yeah.
So make sure you click the poll and give us your answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love the fact that Instagram do polls now as well.
Yeah.
We've been getting quite, I didn't know like that many people
would be actually clicking,
clicking it and responding.
Good. Thanks, Instagram. Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Damn.
Anyway, let's dive into the episode. I've got a dilemma this week, and the title is I'm Scared of Having a Baby.
Ah.
Hi.
I can actually relate. Sorry, I can relate. That's such a relatable title.
Yeah, that's the end of the dilemma because I understand.
Yeah, we understand, honey.
This is a good dilemma. Like, I don't mean that in, like, what she's going through is good. I mean, just this is something that a lot of women, I'm sure, can relate to. Even women who do have children now. Hi, ladies. I recently started listening to the podcast and I love it. I have a dilemma I need your advice on. I grew up in the western part of Africa. My mum was a nurse, and during that time, there was a massive increase in death during childbirth. I sadly lost a cousin from this, and that had a huge effect on me, so much so I developed tocophobia. I don't know what that is, but I think it maybe is like a phobia of having children.
Before you go ahead,
yeah,
how do you spell that?
So I can actually check on my phone. You know, like how Apple have that function where you can just do look up. Tocophobia is a significant fear of childbirth. It is a common reason why some women request an elective cesarean section. The fear often includes fear of injury to the baby, and then a few of other things. Oh, so wow. It's like actually giving birth to the baby vaginally. Mm. Is that how you say it?
I don't want to pause, but I'm going to just briefly. I don't want to say I have that. I think I can kind of relate. Mm. I have a severe fear of hospitals in general.
Mm.
And I have a severe fear that, you know, when you feel like if anything bad were to, God forgive me, God forbid as well. You know, when you just feel like you're kind of sometimes unlucky.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like things that they say like where that. Like, oh, don't worry. Like it's it a one not, in a.
I'm the one. God forbid. I'm God not the forbid, one. Oh. But I feel I don't believe in luck because I believe in the grace of God and all that stuff. But genuinely, if I didn't believe in the grace of God, I feel like I'm a very unlucky person. Like things that don't typically happen to other people. It's me.
To me. Yeah. But yeah.
I can totally understand. I didn't even know that there was a word for that fear, but I can definitely understand that. Okay.
And sorry, also, not even just to give, I don't know if that just related to just giving birth, but the pregnancy journey itself.
Yeah.
Frightens me.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because I can understand with her. If you've gone through, because I've experienced this where a family member has become severely unwell because of her pregnancy. Yeah, yeah, and the complications that he's put on her health on, like after that, it can be very, very traumatic.
Yeah.
And I can completely sympathize with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, yeah. Someone was even saying to me today, like, maybe you have triplets. I'm like, have you seen me? Like, I'm actually 5'3". Like, where are those children going to go?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's anyway. Crazy.
Cool. So let me just go back a little bit. I sadly lost a cousin from this and it had a huge effect on me. So much so that I developed tocophobia. I couldn't stop imagining how those little children would cope without a mother. I told my ex about this and that led to our separation.
Oh, wow.
He thought I was weird for not wanting to get pregnant and his mum even called me a witch.
I'm going to need people to stop calling people it's
West
witches.
She said where she's from.
I know, but obviously with... I know we talk about Real Housewives and things like that.
What's her name?
Neka. We need to stop throwing around this witch word too loosely.
Yeah.
And another thing as well, because obviously Real Housewives of Potomac is an American show. And obviously African-Americans, they have their own culture, which they're not really clued up about. Well, a lot of them are not very clued up about Nigerian culture.
Yeah.
And how calling someone a witch is not something that West Africans or Africans in general take
lightly.
So you calling people witches, I need people to realize that people in Africa, and I don't want to say Africa like Africa's a country, but people in Africa have been killed because they've been labeled a witch.
Mm.
People's children, they'll be like, oh, that child is a witch.
Mm.
They'll be outcasted from the family and harm can come to them.
Mm.
So using the word witch and stuff like that, like, it's really been, ever since the Real Housewives of Potomac, all that thing, all that calling someone's mum a witch, that she has a shrine, that she like, stuff like that. And then you have a lot of the viewers being like, oh, it's not that deep, she should just move on for it. But it's kind of like, imagine someone calling your mum, like, it's not even like, oh, she's just playing.
Mm.
Imagine someone calling your mum a witch. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so his mum called me a witch. Fast forward to today, I have been with my husband now for 2 years and he is a dream man. He treats me right and we love each other so much. We have had conversations about having children, but I'm so scared to tell him the truth about my fear. For reference, the only person who knows how bad my fear is my best friend. My husband is an only child and loves children. He gets so excited whenever he hears about another family or friends having kids and it always makes me feel terrible. It always makes me feel terrible knowing I am holding onto this secret. I'm petrified that if I told him the truth, he would leave me. I have been secretly taking contraception our whole relationship.
Oh my gosh.
2 weeks ago, I started feeling really sick, so I went to the hospital for a checkup. I was told that I'm pregnant. I couldn't believe it. I thought the nurse was crazy and had to be wrong. I went to see my best friend, who is also a doctor. She ran some further tests and confirmed that I'm pregnant. I'm so shocked and confused. I take my contraception religiously and couldn't understand how this has happened. Feeling overwhelmed and confused, I decided to take my contraceptive pill to the lab for a test.
Ah.
I couldn't believe the results. I couldn't believe the results. What I thought was a contraceptive pill is folic acid.
Ah! Hey!
What is that?
That's, oh my God. I think it's even the one that encourages, hold on.
Isn't it like a supplement?
Yeah, hold on. Because I used to take this.
Is it a supplement?
I used to take this.
What an error.
I was taking vitamin
B. So, no, literally. It's
you can buy this.
It's
in the barrel.
Yeah, it's a B vitamin.
Vitamin B. Yeah. You see? Yeah. This scammer has been scammed.
This scammer has been scammed. No way. Nah.
Yeah.
You can buy this in Holland and Barrett.
That's insane.
Come on, dog. What I thought was my contraceptive pill is folic acid. A million thoughts were running through my head. Had someone switched my pills? Was it my husband? Maybe he found out I was on contraception and didn't like it. I'm so confused on what to do. I have thought through all of the possibilities. I'd be lying if I was saying that I hadn't considered an abortion. But I'm so scared of the whole process and how my husband will react if he ever found out I made this decision without him. I really love the idea of having kids, but the pregnancy and giving birth frightens me. I need you girls' opinion. What should I do?
Wow.
And she only sent this the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how the medication is like packaged, because
Beatrice, you've
read your mind.
No. She skipped over a lot. Wait, you've even gone to the pill.
Sorry. Yeah, man. No. Yeah.
We are dating with intention.
Mm.
We need to let the other person know our
feelings.
Opinions, our feelings, thoughts. Our opinions, our morals, our like stuff like that. If you are getting with someone who wants to have children, and the thing is, I'm not disputing that you want to have children.
Mm.
I can sense that she does want to have children.
Yes, she does.
It's the getting the children. Child out the body. It's the method of pregnancy or delivery of how the children is coming.
Mm.
Things like this is serious. For you to be, say that you have tocophobia, is that what it's called? For you to have a phobia of pregnancy, that's a really big thing. And that kind of thing can be harmful to your husband. Like you've even gone down the aisle. It's not even like you're even dating. Those kind of things are very important because it can affect his life. He wants kids. He was an only child. You've already listed all the things about him. You say that he's a great guy. You haven't said here any negative things about him, but you could really break his heart if you've gone through this whole thing. You've been taking contraception
behind his back,
sis. And now you're pregnant. You're now considering trigger warning abortion.
And by the way, that's even dangerous. Like, I get that. Like, I don't want to diminish how you're feeling about the phobia of having children. Obviously, we're all women here.
It's very real. Phobia of pregnancy is very real, especially like, as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a phobia, but I know how I feel about it already. And like, it scares me. So like, I don't want to diminish that. But you're saying having an abortion as if that's the easy way out. Like, I don't necessarily think that it is. Like, abortions are very... They're also very dangerous procedures.
Yes.
Like, they don't always go well. Like,
something could happen. Complications to
you. Could obviously, worst case, and God forbid this will not happen, but like, you could die. Mm. But also, you could actually, there could be a complication and you may never even have the option to even carry a child later on. I don't like strong, I've never felt really strongly about a dilemma before, but in this one, you have to share it with your husband. Like, this is not one that we can even, like, I just don't see another option where your husband is not in the know in this situation. Yeah. Like, he has to know. And I think, obviously, now it's tough because you're going to have to backtrack and say things that you should have really said before you guys even got married, as Tammy was saying. But I think I just pray and hope that he's understanding, and hopefully having him by your side will help you like come to a decision about what you want to do. But I don't want you to go ahead with this, not him not knowing, because
Yeah, I think it's mad because imagine, I think it's a different scenario where if she wasn't pregnant and she's now revealing to him that she has this phobia, because it's like that you're not giving him, you're not presenting the thing and then saying that and then I want to remove it. Do you know what I mean? Like she actually is pregnant now. So she has to tell him that she's pregnant now and she has to tell him about not wanting to actually have kids. And it's like, do you know what I mean? There's already a juxtaposition there in the scenario. So it's very, very tricky. But I agree. I definitely jumped the gun there. And I just think to myself, actually, as you're saying it, I'm like, wow, like, I'm deep in. If a man kept something, like, if my husband kept something so critical and fundamental, like, a part of him away from me, and him knowing that I felt so strongly about that,
like
thing
he
about
can't
him.
Have children, for example, like he's infertile.
And he knew that all along, and he knew that with me, we always planned about having kids and stuff, and he knew he could never give me that. For me, I just feel like, honestly, and I know it's going to be hard to hear, I'm just going to be like, I need
can't
to leave
say.
Because it's not even just, and this is the thing, like I can say this from experience, all it's not even the act sometimes that it's triggers deception. People and makes people leave. It's the deception that you've put in place to hide that. It's only to benefit you, by the way. You're not doing it to protect him. You're literally doing it for your own selfish needs. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is. You have to take a step back and realize the damage that you have actually done. Sorry.
Let me say as well, like, I understand why you haven't told him. Like, I get it, because you have told someone in the past and then they left you for that very same reason.
Yeah.
So you obviously have, you feel, and I'm sure there's been several opportunities where you're like, oh my gosh, I should tell him. And then you want to tell him and it's like, oh, you can't tell him. Like, I can definitely understand how you can find yourself in this position. But one thing I will always say is that you have to have integrity. And I feel like you need to hold yourself to that standard. Like,
sorry to jump in, but are you saying that you don't, surely there will be situations where she's definitely 100% lied.
Give me an example.
Like, I don't understand how, if you're saying that he's spoken about
maybe
the fact
maybe,
of wanting a child, how can you get away? How could she have gotten away with it without having to lie?
Because she's probably said, yeah, I want to have a child too. But she doesn't. She means like a surrogate maybe. And not have the child herself. She wants children. She just doesn't want to give birth to them.
To be fair, that's true. That's
so
not as bad.
I think like,
it's not as bad actually. Now you're saying that, it's not as bad.
I think, like, I don't want to be too harsh because
it's
not even that it's sensitive. Like, I can understand how you can find yourself in this position.
Sorry, it's sensitive because she's carrying a child and there's only one.
Yeah, no,
you're,
I know,
you're either
but
doing one
I'm,
thing or you're not doing the other.
No, that is sensitive. But what I'm trying to say is, like, that's not the reason why I was saying I don't want to be too harsh. The reason I'm saying I don't want to be too harsh is because I can understand how you can find yourself in this position. But what I wanted to say is that now, unfortunately, you're in a position where you're kind of on the back foot because you have a child that you're carrying. And like Beatrice said, you're now going to have to first of all be like, I'm pregnant. But don't get too excited because, by the way, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's a harder conversation to have than if you had told him when you went. But anyway, hindsight is always 2020.
Yeah, man.
So, but
I don't know. I feel like the girls have said it, but this is a very, very sticky situation because there's definitely different elements to this story. It's the obviously, like Sharon said, you have told this information to a previous partner before, and obviously he called you a witch, etc., etc. The mom as well. So you already have that traumatic experience with that as well. So we can understand and we can sympathize with you in that sense.
Mm.
But because you've been through something traumatic, doesn't really give you the leverage to now put someone else in a traumatic situation.
Yeah.
This is not just someone that you're dating, someone that you've just started seeing. This is your husband.
Mm.
You went after God in front of man and said, this person is going to be my husband till death do you part.
Mm.
Some of these things, you need to be discussing it before you've walked down the aisle. The same way we've said, oh, when people are asking, what's your blood type? What's your genotype? I think you need to be asking, do you want kids? Or
this is even a
But remember, she does want kids, but it's like,
I know, but I'm just saying,
what's your deepest fears?
But the thing is, before you say that, when people say,
do you want kids?
The first thing you're going to think of, oh yeah, we can adopt, we can do surrogacy. All of those options are normally for people that struggle to conceive. And I'm not saying that, oh, people that can conceive don't go down those options. Mm. What I'm saying is that majority of the people that can't conceive naturally or do anything, they go down that route.
Mm.
Adoption, surrogacy, etc., etc. Obviously, when someone asks you, do you want kids? The first thing you're thinking about is to conceive and have the baby naturally. So yeah, you have to be asking those type of questions. And I'm not saying that the guy should be specific or like, oh, what type of pregnancy do you want?
That's what I was going to say. Like, just like, I mean, he would never have known to ask that question.
Exactly.
So it's on you to be forthcoming and say, I do want to have kids, but I need to let you know, like, I have this very real phobia and fear of having children myself. So, like, I would like to have a surrogate or I would like to adopt or whatever the case may be. But yeah, the only advice I can actually give you in this situation is to tell your husband.
Yeah.
In my mind, there's really no other option. Like, there's none.
Definitely not.
Please.
Don't do anything.
Please do not abort that child
without
consulting your husband.
Definitely. Yeah.
Please. Mm. Because genuinely, he will find out eventually at some point.
Yeah.
Because anyway, where's she going to go? Like, she's going to have to, like, without trying to be too graphic.
No, you can hide it, but that's not the point. The point is,
I don't think she can hide it. I don't think she can hide it.
You can, but I'm just saying that you can hide it. But my point is that I always feel like the truth always.
That's what I was going to say. It will always reveal
itself. Mm. You could be in a situation where maybe 5 years down the line, you do want to have kids.
Mm.
And then maybe, I don't know, your hospital records come up one way or the other. Yep. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that it's better to be truthful now than it be a little too late.
Mm.
You don't want to now put yourself in a position where your husband seems, well, from what you said, your husband seems like an understanding person.
Yeah.
Let me just from what I'm hearing, we don't know. But what I'm saying is that if you actually, and the thing is, you'd be surprised how people can be when you're actually forthcoming in the beginning.
Mm.
If you had said to your husband, look, I really want to have children. I'm really scared about having the pregnancy. If you now give the example, look, my cousin, she unfortunately passed away from pregnancy. Like, when you start giving all of these reasons, some people can be quite accommodating and quite understanding.
Yeah.
But like Sharon said, the only option at this point of time is to come clean to your husband.
Mm.
Lay everything out on the table. Mm. Be very vulnerable. Mm. Say exactly what is going on.
Mm.
Tell him about you were taking contraception. Tell him all of that stuff. Don't leave out anything.
Yeah.
Because you're even now questioning maybe he switched.
Mm. Yeah, how can you even ask him?
How can you ask him? You don't even know.
Mm.
So we need, first, even the contraception, where did you get that?
Sorry, that's even another thing.
When she's from West Africa. Well, I told you guys that my auntie, she was in Nigeria. She said, I'm having headache. They gave her medication for high blood pressure.
What?
And some, yes.
Yeah.
In the pharmacy, gone.
Now, wow.
It's scary out there, man. I can't even cap.
I can't believe someone as what do you call it? I want to use a word. And contraceptive pills are not something you can just buy over the counter.
Yeah.
Vitamin B is.
How?
So which conversation are you having with the pharmacist?
Yeah.
That they're giving you Holland and Barrett special deals.
It's not.
Can we be serious here?
Yeah.
There needs to be some conversation.
There needs to be an audit.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the guy? Do you know what's crazy? Somebody else is taking that contraception. Because in my head, I'm thinking
definitely.
That the pharmacist prepared two packages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the contraception in the vitamin B package and put the vitamin B in the contraception. Somebody thinks they're taking vitamin B.
Yeah.
And they're taking contraception.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
And they're casting and binding.
It's not even
funny for the fruit of the womb.
It's not funny.
It's not. That could be another thing as well. That person could actually be wanting to have children
and they're
taking the contraception pills.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is
something else. Oh, sorry. It's on the topic.
It's on contraception.
Oh, I was going to talk about that as well.
Okay, maybe we're about to say the same thing. I don't know.
Thing on TikTok?
No. Oh. This is on the dilemma still. Then we can go on to TikTok. When I read it, though, I also was like, how are you taking contraception without telling your husband? Is that not a bit strange?
People do that.
People do that.
I know they do that, but I know it's a thing. I know it's a thing.
And also, people do, I don't know if you've seen that, people that their husbands are telling them to take contraception, but they're not doing that. They could be poking hole in the, you know.
I was going to say, sorry, on the topic of contraception, and I think it would be nice to have like, some sort of episode that we do with someone that's like quite versed in this, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you saw the story of the woman who didn't, and Tam, I think you even reshared it. She did the TikTok and she only found out, what's this thing about the pill, that she'd been taking the pill and she only found, she'd never had a period.
Mm.
And do you remember? I think you reshared it on TikTok. Really? This woman that she's never ever had a period before in her life. And I think you retweeted like, how can you not raise alarm bells because you've never had the period?
It's coming back.
You've
to
never
me.
Had a period in your life. And she basically explained that when she was young.
It's coming back to me, yeah.
When she was really, really young, she never had a period. She was very, very late. Obviously, like everyone around her was like having periods and stuff. So she went to the doctors and then the doctors were essentially like, okay, they actually gave her the pill as something to like essentially promote, like, to take it for, you know, when you take it for like a course, like a series of weeks and then you stop and then take it for a series of weeks and you stop. So they told us to take the pill shot and said that this will regulate your estrogen levels, all that sort of thing, hormones, blah, blah, imbalance, blah, 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 blah. So she took the pill to regulate it and then it just never came. And I'm pretty sure she's like 28 or something, 29. And she's just never had a period before. And then essentially, like, as she's still trying to like deep dive into it, apparently, like, the pill actually made the situation like 10 times worse than what it was originally. So I know
I'm not surprised. Like, a lot of people are on the pill for years and never have a period.
Yeah. And the links of between the, what is it? The pill and breast cancer. Yeah. Is ridiculously high. I just feel like, obviously I'm not here to just now spread it and be
This is the, like, it's obviously it's not really a topic that we can really like go into much detail on because we need probably someone that knows more about it. But honestly, they need to just develop a contraception for men at the end of the day. Because, no, it's true. Like, you'll read through, like, the contraceptions that are available to women and it's like, this one can cause blood clotting. This one can cause blood thinning. This one can... But then it's like, I can only actually house one baby from one man. But a man can actually spread his sperm and impregnate. I even saw something on Instagram the other day. This guy had like gotten 5 women pregnant and they
at
were
the same
all
time.
Yeah.
Crazy.
5.
Crazy. Yeah, man. It's not a joke.
Nah, but, man. Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Damn. The world. But yeah, that's the reason why I mentioned that is because it's the fact that you're taking a pill that's actually very, it's a serious pill. Like, obviously, like, the way sometimes the doctors throw it around and stuff, you might be thinking, ah, this does nothing. But when you do your research, you know that that pill can really cause some stuff later on. And it's better that everybody knows this is the pill that we have agreed that we're taking. Before somebody comes on, he's thinking, I didn't know you were taking that. Like,
yeah.
He's also known other stuff as well and, you know, provided some insight. So, yeah, it's very, very tough.
Even at school, some girls would be on the pill from, like,
one of my colleagues has been on the pill since she was 12, I think.
I can't lie to you, the doctors have been like shucking the pill at me since.
Is it? I think it's more so to control your menstrual cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, mine was because I have heavy periods.
Heavy periods.
And yeah, they were like, if you take it, it'll regulate it, it'll basically like stop it and stuff. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Let it flow.
Nah,
Just let it flow.
Yeah, man.
Just let it flow. Because when she starts taking and mixing, I remember going on a school trip.
Now, these doctors come like they get paid commission.
I was like, remember when I went on a school trip to New York, and one girl, she was on the pill. And every day she'll have an alarm on her phone. I'm like, what kind of rap is this? I love structure, but this is a bit too much structure for me. Like having to take a pill
Then, when like you get married and like you have your kids, what are you going to do? Are you going to ask your husband to get a vasectomy, or are you going to just be, well, I don't know, this isn't even Patreon. But anyway, like, how, like, are you going to then maybe subscribe to like contraception, or do you plan to just be free?
That's the answer.
I'm crying.
I'd probably go on contraception.
Because this is the thing, like, I always,
vasectomy is too, like,
final.
There's, but it's nothing, not final, that's, it's reversible.
Yeah, I know, but
the longer you have it, the least likely it is. No, it is.
I know,
after
but
a few years, it's like, it's the percentage of
having a vasectomy, is that not like a surgical procedure?
It's not as deep as it is, you know. Someone was, no, I know,
but I'm
it.
Just saying, like,
it's an invasive procedure.
That's
for
what
sure.
I'm saying. I just feel like,
but sorry, but huh. When I'm there carrying the baby, that is invasive as well.
No, I know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying for myself. There's been in. Have you not seen some TikTok? There was a TikTok I saw of one lady. They don't believe in. They're married. Mm. They have like
9, isn't it?
Oh,
bare kids. And she just found out that she's pregnant with
again, the
her 10th child. They don't believe in contraception. They just believe in God's will. I said, that's all fine and dandy, but is God's will and my pocket, is it colliding?
Is it aligning? Because
10 kids?
Yeah, but
that's
my,
a lot. Yeah. And I'm just saying, for my own
peace of mind,
for my own peace of mind and for my own sanity, I cannot house 10 babies. Sorry. I cannot. In which economy? Three bed house in Essex is 350,000 to 400,000.
If you can find,
if you can find,
if you can find for 350, please call me.
That's only with one bedroom. Yeah,
yeah. Literally. Toilet upstairs.
Toilet upstairs.
No packing. Packing on street packing.
On street packing. One bed.
Literally.
So please, literally, if we're not having 10 kids, where will we go?
No, yeah. Where will we sleep? Yeah.
Where will we sleep?
But my
where
thing is, go? Though, like, you're arguing my point even further, because I'm just like, for you to, as a woman, go through like childbirth, and this is the thing that, like, it pisses me off as well when men are like, why can't women just, you just take? I'm like, no, because
I'm not doing it if a man is, I am saying,
just for your own peace of mind. I hear you, but my husband will be doing something. I'm so sorry. My husband has to. Like, no, you must understand that I'm going through. Okay,
that's
wait,
fine.
You guys are talking over each other.
That's fine. But I'm saying, for my own personal, I don't want any kids anymore. Obviously, you never know what the future could hold. You might not.
Future holds in terms of what?
With in terms of you and your partner being together.
Sorry. No. We're not talking about that.
I'm just saying that it's an option.
Ha, sorry. When we decide we're not having kids,
that's it.
That's it for me. Whatever you want to do,
because afterwards, you still have to be father to these kids. Oh.
I'm not saying that they're not going to be. I'm not saying that, but please, let's be realistic.
So wait, I don't understand why are you fighting my point and saying that men, you don't want your man because he's invasive. He said invasive.
No, you shouldn't that, because it's invasive. I was asking, is it an invasive surgery?
It's invasive, but sorry, every time you put your life on the line to give birth and you're even praying that you make
it
through.
I've had kids, and my life's not at risk.
Please, what natural?
Sorry, but fine. We're having a conversation. Yeah. I've had my kids.
Yes.
I don't want any more kids anymore.
Yes.
So I will take the step for me not to have any more
children.
Why don't
you both want kids anymore?
Yes.
Like, sorry? if you and your husband have said, wait,
Sharon,
one sec.
Tammy does not want to have any more kids. I don't care about, I'm saying I don't want to have any more kids.
No, but wait one sec. Because you and your husband have to be on the same page about
who wants
kids and who doesn't want kids. So you'd have agreed on a number, right? Let's say that you want three kids and he's agreed. Okay, three kids. Once you've hit three kids, why are you saying that now Tammy doesn't want any, we both don't want any more kids, so why can't he get a vasectomy?
I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm just saying for me myself, I'm saying that I will just do it. It's nothing to do with. I was just asking a general question.
Okay, so I thought that was invasive. I thought that was your point.
I was asking, is it invasive? Because I don't know. I don't know anybody that has a vasectomy. Sorry. Those are not questions that I'm asking on the first date. Have you had a vasectomy? Sorry.
Why would he have had a vasectomy? That's even a problem.
That's what I'm saying. My point is that I don't know anything about it. I was asking a general question. I don't know. The only vision of vasectomy I have was my wife and kids when Akuka was meant to have a vasectomy and I ended up not doing it.
And then we know what happened.
And you know what happened?
Yeah.
Jay ended up getting pregnant. Yeah. So if Jay took it on herself and said, oh, let me have contraception, she could possibly not be in that position. But my thing is, to protect myself, we like to be doing all this. Oh yeah, us women, we need to protect ourselves. Oh, we need to have our own money. So what's the point in me protecting myself and going and just having protection on my own back?
Can I say something? I was just going to say, for me, I just don't really see that as protecting myself, because I'm putting myself now through further harm to be on contraception when you could just have a vasectomy and it's one and done. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't understand why he would not be on board with that.
A vasectomy doesn't cause any hormonal stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it, well, Sharon's saying the longer you leave it, then it becomes less reversible. But actually, for a long period of time, it is still reversible if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a one and done thing. And there's even a popular couple, I will get their details later, but he recently just did a vasectomy and he was just like, I can't even lie to you, it was not even that painful at all.
The thing is, I'm not even disputing that. I'm not disputing that at all. But the reason I even asked, like, I just wanted to ask, is it invasive? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, just for myself, my own peace of mind.
Is it because you don't even trust it?
The vasectomy.
Yeah. Do you trust it?
I don't know. Fair enough. I don't know. But I'm just saying, for my own personal thing, after a certain while, women go through menopause and you don't even need contraception anyway.
After a long while, too.
Yeah.
Same after a long while. Some.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Women can get early menopause, like in your 40s.
Okay, but then let's say that you've like gotten married like late 20s and you've had your first two kids like by the time you're like 32. That's still like another like 10 years.
Enough, well. Yeah, but are you going to tell your 30-something-year-old husband to have a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Maybe that's inconsiderate, but
early 30s and already having a vasectomy. Think about it.
Well,
men can have children until they pass away.
Yeah, but you said that wouldn't be with me.
I'm just saying, are you telling me that you just never know what the future could hold.
100%.
That's another point of mine. Mm. But I'm just saying that to have that surgery so early on in your early 30s,
that is
a lot to make that decision at that point.
I don't think so.
Actually, I think you're right. Only because, God forbid, this won't happen. But the only thing I'm actually now thinking is, God forbid, this won't happen. But if something happened to me and I passed away and he wanted to remarry and then he can't have kids, like, that would obviously be bad. You don't care?
No.
Really?
No,
why?
Because we both agreed that in this life, we want to have X amount of kids.
So
given you those X amount of kids. And I think people understand, maybe it's because, again, like I said, this might be linked to my phobia and stuff, but I genuinely believe every single time I see a pregnant woman, I'm like, you are putting your life on the line.
Praying that they make it.
I genuinely, every single time a woman gives birth that I know of a friend, anyone that I know that said they're giving the birth, congratulations. I'm not in my head thinking, oh, it's cute. I can imagine the pain and the torture they had to endure for 9 months. The fact that they even made it to the end.
But not everyone has a traumatic.
I understand that. But it's still, no matter how smooth your pregnancy could be, that moment on the line, sometimes there could be a decision where your life has to be chosen or the baby's life has to be chosen. Like, I don't explain, there's always a scenario where it could be mad, right?
I get it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, in my head, if it's not a case where I'm saying, oh, I've not had kids and we didn't fulfill
your desire of having X amount of kids. Like, we both said we want X amount of kids and we actually have it. It's not like, oh, you said, no, I really want five, but I'm just, but you're just managing because I said I want one. And then now I'm asking you because I have the one, I don't want to do any more. And you're like, no, my desire is actually technically to have more. We'll never see what happens. I'm talking about a scenario where you both said, oh yeah, we're marrying each other, we're husband and wife. All in this life, I just want three kids and I want you to be the mother of those three kids that I have. And we do that. And you can see that every single time I've done that, for example, I'm talking about my scenario here. The reason why I really don't want to have another kid is because one, the traumatic, maybe a traumatic experience in terms of me going through pregnancy three times, whatever. And also, we don't even have the means and stuff and we're fully satisfied. I don't feel like me asking you for a vasectomy when every single time I've had to put my body through whatever I've put my body through. I'm pretty sure a man that's understanding that as soon as women suffer, for example, through a pregnancy, shouldn't be thinking twice. Oh, yeah, later down the line,
I might want to have kids.
You can't come with that argument.
I'm not disputing what you're saying. I just feel like to have that so early on, I don't know whether. I don't know.
If it was permanent, like fully permanent,
Irreversible. Vasectomy. When people think about vasectomy,
they think about this permanent, but people don't understand it's not.
But what I'm saying is, when people get a vasectomy in their head, that is it.
Yeah, but it's
not. They're not thinking about, oh, it can be reversed.
You could literally go back and get it reversed.
No, but it's not as easy. It's a surgery.
Yeah, but it's a surgery.
But
it's a mini. You're in and out. It's not like you're in and you're staying in the hospital
for days. But you're saying it's in and out. Anything can happen in a surgery.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a proper surgery.
It's so minor.
Like, it's a snip. Like, I can't even explain it.
But you can't say, Beatrice, you can't say it's so minor, it's a snip.
No, it's just an injection.
It's really small.
It's just an injection.
Like, it's an injection.
It's actually, I don't think you understand. Like, people, it's the way society has
injecting a local anesthetic and skin under the scrotum with a small needle. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe that's just the local anesthetic. Oh, wait, hold on, sorry. It's not an injection.
They snip something.
Make a small cut/incision in the upper part of the scrotum once the surgery area is numb. And then locate the tube that carries the semen. Withdraw parts of the something through the incision. It sounds like it's really quick. It's just local anesthetic, so it's not like...
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, I just don't have 100% trust in men.
Do you have 100% trust in the contraception though that you'd be taking?
Well, it's not vitamin B, is it?
I don't know. I just
hear too many people who are looking at septic pill. They take it up and boom.
Yeah, but that's not the only
time. The baby's carrying the IUD.
Yeah, but that's not the. I won't take the pill.
Yeah,
that's one. I don't
IUD.
I don't take. I don't want the pill.
There's no way the
contraception one. That one is a bit too much for me. But I'm just saying.
Whatever happened to a good old condom?
I don't know. This situation is very it's very sticky.
Yeah, it is.
No vasectomy. I actually
low-key, I'd be asking that question nowadays, you know.
What?
About vasectomies.
Like, to a guy.
Yeah.
That what?
You ask them.
Yeah.
What are you asking?
If they would be willing to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know, I just feel like it's not
let me make it clear.
I won't mind if they do it though.
Even if they did it, you'll still take it.
No. Oh. If they've done it.
Free ride!
But I'm just saying.
If he was like,
I'm not doing it. I'm not going under the thing.
Hearing the no for me is just no,
but okay. But if you're
sorry.
I was gonna give an example, but you go.
No, I was gonna say, now that you said that, obviously Beatrice has said that she's gonna start asking those questions.
I'll be asking every question.
I'm just saying, like, let's just hypothetically, you never asked those questions.
Yeah.
And it came up within your marriage.
Yeah.
Is that enough for you to be like, I'm out?
No.
Come on. Come. So,
let's not
down pay marriage.
Against the wall. And I thought it was over.
That was different now.
No, I'm asking because you guys
let's
seem
not
quite...
downplay the sacredity of marriage. I mean, whatever they call it. Everything. This... Are you out? It was just vanilla ice cream. Cool down.
No, I'm just...
Are you out? Are you leaving? Have I done anything wrong now?
No, I'm asking if you said that he's not doing.
Yeah.
Are you out?
Where am I going?
I'm not going anywhere.
So what are you gonna do?
No, but obviously
you just have to find something.
What's the other thing?
I'm gonna have to do something. Or whatever happened to a good old condom?
Yeah.
Because you're the only person that's gonna be feeling the type of way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's your
business. Okay, no. I was just asking because obviously you guys were quite passionate. So I'm just asking.
If you have the answer presented, sorry, I definitely feel me hearing a guy saying no.
It's giving selfish.
Yeah, for me.
I've had that before though, where I asked a guy and he was like, no. Because what happens if I want to leave and like have...
Yeah! How dare you!
I said the fact that you're already thinking that way.
Yeah.
Or he was like, oh, what if my wife... Why are you thinking about your wife dying? Sorry. Like...
Damn. Damn. Killing me off already.
No, I was like, I don't know how I feel about the responses. But I asked another guy and he was like, yeah, I would actually do that. And it even was the flip. Like, you know when you think the person I was going to say yes would say no and the person I was going to say no would say yes! Progressive thinking. But what was I going to say? My friend, she's been in a relationship with her boyfriend since they were at uni. So I think it's been like 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I literally only asked him the other day. Mm. And she was just like, he said yes, that he would. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I don't know what I would have done if he said no.
Mm. I'm open to guys doing that, man. Mm. I just want to make that.
Look to the camera. Tell the people.
Just want to make that clear. I would just say, like, if it comes to a situation where he's like, maybe he's feeling a bit hesitant, because it is not that, I'm not saying that it's not a big deal, because I do think it is a big deal. Like, you are making, at that point, a life-changing decision.
Mm.
Like, it is a big deal. Mm. But I would be like, maybe he's like, maybe not yet. Mm. And I'm like, okay, so...
so I can put it in my calendar.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking of the next best solution. That would just be me.
Fair enough.
Just doing that.
If they were able to come up with a contraception that had no side effects, I'd be on that.
Hormonal changes.
That's what I'm saying. Hormonal. Anyway, no.
Sorry. I have to claim every destiny while you
can. She's greedy. She's already a homeowner. Live some places for it. But if they were able to come up with something that had I've just heard too many stories. I had a colleague who had a lump in her breast twice from contraception. Like, I'm sorry.
I've heard other women who've,
thankfully for her, like, they were benign.
Mm.
The lumps were benign. But, like, there are other people who have developed...
It was proven that it was from the...
Yes, told her to stop taking them and she continued. But anyway, and she had it again. I don't know. Whatever. Other women who've developed breast cancer, other women who have been hospitalised because of blood clots and stuff, and it's been almost fatal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, for me, it's just very scary. And I feel like I've done my part in our marriage. Like, I've carried the children. Mm. I've brought them here. They are alive, living and kicking.
You probably will be the one nursing them and everything.
Yeah, just do this one thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't like massively change, like, as in hormone, because it's not got any hormonal kind of stuff to it.
So you're going to be the same person that you were. Whereas with women, when they often go on, like, I've never, like, been on contraception or whatever, but what I've heard is that, like, a lot of people's moods, like, change a lot.
Yeah. It's like hormonal stuff, so it's all going to affect your body like that. So,
weight gain, it's
a lot. Yeah.
Please, man.
As well, anyway, God protect us as we all go. We don't all go through it, but you know what I mean?
When we get there.
Yeah.
To the ladies that this segment was about, the dilemma,
tell your husband, because it's the best thing that we could. There's no
other advice
other
than that.
That situation is quite sticky.
Facts.
And if you have it in your heart to give us an update. Even if you don't want to read it on the pod, we'd love to hear how it went. Just to check that you're...
Yeah, just to check
you're okay.
Honestly, like, we've spoken about this in depth, but like, I understand. I'm not trying to understand. I mean, I do understand. But there's definitely elements what you're feeling that I definitely resonate with yeah. especially around like, the passing of a cousin and stuff. It can be very, very triggering.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
man. Thinking of you. So quickly, as you guys know, we do a song of the week. So each week we add to our playlist. As you guys know, we are still in the month of February.
The month of love.
The month of love.
How was you guys' Valentine's Day?
Valentine's coming. Are you excited for your birthday? For those of you who don't, it would have been.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah, but thank God for another year.
Yes, glory be.
Thank God for keeping me alive. Keeping me safe.
Amen.
Yeah, man, it's been a rocky few years, but God's been
God's been there
regardless.
Literally.
God has been faithful.
So yeah, as you guys know, it's a theme for February is like all things love. So we have been adding music to the playlist that's all things R&B, old school.
Yes.
R&B. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed what we put so far. Obviously, the guys added to the playlist last week as well. They were adding Usher. But yeah, what do you guys
and want? I just want to say about the playlist as well, please note that we update the playlist every month.
Yes,
because I think I responded to a comment on YouTube. But I did this time because they were like, oh, the playlist was quite short. I was like, it was the start of the month. So every month the playlist will update. So obviously, like, the first week or so it might not be as many songs, but we'd be adding songs. I think the first week there was like 10 songs. So yeah, that's probably why the playlist is so short, and because we've started updating it monthly, it might seem short in the start of the month, but yeah, we'll keep on adding more songs.
Cool. So do you guys want to go first?
I've got 4 songs.
You see?
Oh wow.
You see?
I ain't even gonna lie. Anyway, so I don't know if some of these count as
just go ahead
old school, but let me just roll. Just
yeah.
Boo thing. I'm gonna add that. Versus Simmons. Have I?
Yeah. You added it.
Me?
Oh, did you add it?
Last year.
Oh, I added it. Yeah.
You added it last year.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Sharon put on her story the other day.
I didn't even know you added it, you know?
Yeah, but I did.
Okay, cool. Well, it's already there.
Yeah.
But it's not on this playlist.
It's from last year.
Last year. She thought that you added, but I was like, oh no, you only put it on your story.
Yes. I don't know. I just came across it the other day and I was like, this is a banger.
Yeah.
Cool. Then Brand, if you don't know by now.
Brandy's just gonna be the theme of this.
If you don't know by now, I'm obsessed with Brandy. I'm gonna add You Don't Know Me Like You Used To. Another song I'm gonna add is Mario, How Could You? And then last song I'm going to add is Forever by Lil Mo and Fabulous.
Oh.
Yes.
Good one.
Should I go with you?
You go, Tammy.
I'm just adding 2.
Okay.
So I'm going to add Pretty Ricky on the Hotline.
Ooh, I was on the hotline.
5 in the morning.
Bye.
I'm up heaven. With you.
Let's leave it to the playlist.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
And then the second song I'm adding is Aaliyah and Timbaland, We Need a Resolution.
Ooh, now you've just said.
Oh, Lord.
Aaliyah. Actually, no, I'm not going to Aaliyah.
Let the playlist flow. This is your month.
Yeah, it's true. This is your month. One thing I was going to add, sorry, it's not even that name, but it's when you said Aaliyah. I don't know why I went to Alicia.
I understand.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
You don't know my name.
What?
I swear.
That dialogue. And you ordered the
hot chocolate with it.
I was like, oh, word. I love it. Oh, that song gets to me so bad. And I love that music video. I think it's Mos Def that's in that music video.
Which one?
The guy.
Yeah.
It's Mos Def, right?
Yes. Mos Def, he looks
so good in that one.
Yeah, coming into the calf.
Yeah, so good. Cool. Another song I'm going to add is Ray J, One Wish.
Ray J, One Wish.
But you know what that reminds me of? The verses?
Yes.
What was he saying?
Who was he versus again?
Oh,
It was Mario.
Yeah,
oh,
Mario.
Was it?
Yeah. Mario absolutely trashed it.
Yeah. Was it? No. It was
Mario and
It was Mario and someone else. And then I think was Ray J just
there? He was just there.
Yeah, he was there. I was in my bed. I don't know what he was saying.
It was
I
remember
it's
that,
actually, you know the part of the song where it's like, I don't want you superstar. You know when he goes into
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, and he was holding his baby.
Oh, it was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess. Absolute mess, man. But that song.
It was Mario versus
It wasn't Ray J.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. He was just definitely there as a middle
card. It was Mario versus.
I can't remember, but we have to think, we'll have to search up to get it. But honestly, that song, Ray J, One Wish, is iconic. Like for me,
was
like,
it Bobby? Was it Bobby?
Bobby was it not? Well, no, it wasn't Bobby V. Was it Bobby V? Check it up and let us know. Mm. But yeah, Ray J, One Wish, like he absolutely like conquered that song, in my opinion. That will always be.
It was Omarion and Mario.
Sorry, yes.
I was in I can't remember what Ray J was singing, but it was man. One Wish.
Yeah, it was. It was
and it was just a mess.
Yeah, absolute mess, man.
Brandy
was
told
in the background.
No. Brandy told him like the day before, you need to have some vocal rest. You need to practice. She did listen. He did listen to his older sister.
Mm,
too busy. I was even letting it go. I can't remember what line he was singing, but he kept repeating
it. Yeah, I know. It's something to the babies.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because
you know, till my baby's born.
Yeah, yes.
Till my baby's born.
I'm
till my
sorry.
Baby's born.
That guy.
Whilst
just
holding his born baby.
Yeah.
Till my baby's born.
That guy is just such a joker.
Yeah,
he's like,
I'm sorry. And that iconic scene of him
pushing Princess into the
where his hat switches different positions
at the breakfast at the Breakfast Club. It was Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
guys.
Was that one way? Is like this?
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood was so.
That was the watch.
Serious.
I was still adding though. Sorry, let's not get carried
away. Do you know the one I was thinking about, the Breakfast Club? Yeah, when he had those glasses that went down.
I don't know those ones.
He had a pair of glasses. Yeah, like that. It would like flip forward to look at you.
Nah, that guy, he's so odd.
So funny.
Yeah,
man. Okay, cool. Couple other ones, because I was like, oh my God, how come I've not even touched on her stuff? But obviously, Ashanti, Ja Rule was a time. Like, them two, I don't even know what other duo came like them. Like,
yeah, he's sick.
Ashanti and Ja Rule.
So that he could look at you.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah.
It's the way that the camera just kept on
going in and out.
And he was selling these, by the way. It's not like he just had them.
He was promoting them.
He was selling them.
I'm crying.
But yeah, no, Ashanti and Ja Rule, they were just, I absolutely like love them two together. So yeah, I'm going to add three songs from their iconic duo, right?
Is it going to be an R&B song? Is it going to be a hip hop song, Beatrice?
No, it's going to be, oh.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, that's R&B, surely.
Sure.
Always On Time has to be R&B.
Are you sure?
Baby.
That's just the chorus. It's a rap song.
Yeah, but...
I wanted to add... Every time you're trying to leave something keeps pulling. But it's a chicken song. It's a rap song.
We'll have to come and revisit
that. You're
really
not going
to
add that as an R&B?
I wasn't going to add it for R&B. Because it's a rap song, it's an R&B.
I've been thinking about Tyrese, and that's why I'm just like.
I wanted to be adding, because you know, I love Chingy. Every time I leave.
You know what? You're actually right. I can't add it.
You can't add it.
I can't add it.
We'll revisit these songs for later.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, before.
Look at the FIFA.
Since they took it away from me, I'm just going to
take it away from you.
I'll just add Tyrese.
How you gonna act like that? No, because honestly, I was having the conversation in my head. I was whilst I was on my way, I was like, there's certain songs that have an R&B
feel, chorus.
Yeah. It's actually a rap song.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, Shad, those are songs we'll add to the playlist. Hope you guys enjoyed it all. That's a serious addition to the playlist. So make sure you guys check it out. That is the BTS Song of the Week, and it's available for you guys to listen on Spotify and also Apple Music. The links to the playlist will be in the description wherever you are watching from. But yeah, make sure you tune in and let us know what you're thinking.
Okay. So obviously, I started that wrong. Cool. I saw a thread on Twitter and again, these threads, yeah, they're just so funny to me because I'm just like the things that keep happening to you people. Like, I'm just like, how?
Not the things that happen to you people. Sorry,
no, honestly.
That's funny.
Someone said, what's the brokest thing a guy has ever done around you?
Jesus.
First date, the bill came and he asked me how much the food cost. I grabbed the bill and he said, you touched it. You got to pay.
What are you? What are you?
Can you imagine?
Is this a game?
He actually tricked you into touching it so that he could ask you to pay.
That is so childish. Ew.
Nah, the ick that would have left my body.
Yeah,
I would have paid for the whole thing.
Yeah, and never
see your ass again.
That is me done.
Facts. That's
crazy. And I'll leave you a tip because clearly you need it.
you need it more than I need it. What's the brokest thing a guy's ever done around you? Claimed he was going to pay me back.
Ah!
Whoa. Huh.
Let's not even.
No, less. I've got a story for that.
Oh, God.
There was this one time, yeah, I was... You know the word talking? I don't even like to use that for too many people. Do you know what I mean? Because some of you, it's like, I don't even know why I wasted my time.
Just say I was looking in
your direction. You didn't even get to know, bro. Yeah, I was getting to know this guy.
Better than talking. Mm. Talking means that you...
What did you say? I was like, getting to know even sounds a bit too intentional.
But that's... No, but getting
too intentional. It's even true.
I was trying to get to know someone.
I was exchanging words. That's even better than what I was going to say. I was going to say I was exchanging messages. No, but actually, exchanging words. We were exchanging words.
Yeah. Here and
for
there.
A period of time.
Here and there.
This guy now, on a random one, was like, can you borrow me money? I'm like, first of all, I don't even know you like that. I don't know your last name. Anyway, me being me. I borrowed him the money. I think he did eventually pay me back, but I had to ask for it for like at least a couple of months.
Mm. Is this during uni?
This was during uni. Mm.
That's where they reside.
Yes.
Mm. Men have, like, where is...
I just don't understand why you... I don't understand why you'd be asking someone that you don't know for money. Like,
that's what they do because they don't want it to be...
Yeah.
They don't want their close ones to know.
Cheeky.
I just understand, like, I remember when I was at uni, yeah, this was during my master's.
Mm.
And
I know what you're gonna say.
No, are you?
Yes.
I feel like I know this story as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I started becoming friends with a particular group.
Mm. Yeah. Knew it.
And then when I say that, like, is a friend of a friend. Like, you know when you met someone in like a group setting?
Yeah.
Mm. And then the most, maybe you just have each other on Instagram.
Mm. Yeah.
Most. Max. Yes.
Max. Like, when you say, oh, hi.
They actually think your surname is Montero.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
In fact.
Yeah.
Facts.
Even fact.
Yeah. So, I remember, I feel like, because obviously I did my master's and then halfway through, I had to go home because of COVID.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I think, there was one guy and he started messaging me on Instagram. Oh, hi, how's it going? Oh, yeah, COVID, tough, 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 yeah, whatever.
Tough.
And, you know, tough times, you know, people dying tough and all that stuff. So he must have now asked me for money.
Hmm.
I was like,
Amy.
I was like, first of all, that group setting that I met you at,
them people.
When I say that 90% of the room were males, I was probably maybe me and maybe other two girls there were, you know, girls.
Yeah.
So all those male friends, how you do your paddy paddy?
Yeah.
Why can't you ask them? Why asking me?
Yeah.
I said, well, whoever sent you, I said to him, whoever sent you, go back to that person.
Because
obviously they think you, the person, maybe they all think that you have so much audacity to ask me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't even know your surname. You don't know mine.
Yeah.
You think you do, but you don't.
Yeah.
It's a facade.
Mm.
So please, no. Boy. No. Uni's one place where I learned the hard way.
Mm.
You cannot be just
giving
out money because that story, anyway.
Didn't even end there. Mm. But then this same guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, well, I think I've mentioned this on the pod before, but I had a job when I was at uni. But I would transfer to the store that was closer to my house during the summer holidays. It was a thing. I worked there for like 3 years and loads of people knew that I had a job there. So anyway, I'm like working my shift. This guy messages me. By the way, I hadn't spoken to him in, at this point, like literal months. He's like, oh, I'm in Stratford. Like, are you working today? And I was like, oh yeah, I am. And then he was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, when are you going on lunch? Like, I'll see you at on your lunch break. And I was just thinking, this is so random. Like, we don't speak anymore. So why would you want to see me? Anyway, cool. Back then, I didn't really have a healthy diet. So for lunch, I was like, I'm going to get KFC. Now, if you know me, yeah, I love a crush em. Oh, ooh. They discontinued it. So sad.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they have them anymore. So I don't know. Yeah, I haven't had KFC in ages, but there was one time last year after I had finished doing my hair. And you know when you sat down for hours?
You need something.
The closest shop. Brother, just one chip, please. I beg now. So anyway, yeah. I went to KFC and I was like, oh, I'm going to get a crush on them. And I think they were like, no, it's been gone for ages. That reminds me of that time in McDonald's.
Me and Sharon were in the drive-thru and she was like, can I get a chicken legend? They're like, chicken legends has been discontinued for about 3 years. Can we pick something else on the menu?
And then I think I picked something else. He was like, that one's been gone for ages too. Heck, you don't eat here much, do you? Anyway, so I was like, I'm going to get a question. So he's now standing by me, breathing down my neck. I'm thinking, do you want something? Like, do you want something off the menu? He's like, no, I'm good still. I was like, okay, cool. Sit down, get my meal. I'm eating it. I'm drinking my crush-em.
What happened?
Tell me why this guy put both his lips and the tongue on the straw to suck the drink out.
Why you? He didn't ask.
He didn't ask, Tammy. I was dumbfounded. Like, I don't think, and I'm really funny with saliva.
Yeah.
Oh my, I was actually shocked. Like, I don't even, I text Beatrice there and then.
I don't know where I was. I'm trying to picture it, but I remember Sharon saying, I don't know if you sent me a video.
My drink.
I said, what?
Nah, he snogged that straw. Like, I don't think I was just like, you can have it.
And you even offered.
I offered to buy you your own.
God.
I didn't.
Disgusting.
He just took the drink like that.
He just took it. He didn't even ask. That's crazy.
Disgusting, y'all. What's the next one?
Anyway, somebody said there's so many, but probably using deodorant in the store and then putting it back.
Wait, Jesus. What? So you left your house without using deodorant?
That's what the guy did.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Well, he would have left the house.
Yeah, he would have left the house without using deodorant.
Like, let's just pop into boots. Be like,
hey, they got a cheeky sale going on. $3.99.
Oh, that's crazy.
Fam, he took the burger out of the bag at McDonald's and told them that he didn't get a burger.
Jesus!
Please.
You've got to be kidding.
Now, this one is the height of embarrassment. Picked up ones off the strip club.
Sorry, wait. Picked up what?
Picked up ones off the strip club dance floor. Eh? Men are throwing money at the babes. Your man is there on his hands and knees collecting it. I'd actually leave. You have to leave.
I'll be sorry about
that. No. Honestly.
You know someone could just shoot me right there and then and that'll be fine. I'll just answer to my maker.
Nah.
I'll actually answer to my maker. Hello, God.
That is crazy, man.
Hey.
Damn. That is insane. I ain't even trying to picture that, boy.
Crazy. Last one. Invited me to the club, didn't have the entry fee for himself. So I ended up paying the $40 for the both of us. Then while we were in the club, he went to the bathroom, came out with a drink. I asked him where he got it from. He said someone left it on the sink, finders keepers. You don't even have hygiene.
You don't finder is finders keepers.
Add that to the playlist. What the heck?
His finest keepers.
Are you sick?
No. What? I am so dumbfounded.
No.
Finders keep. Guys, when have you ever heard that phrase apart from that song?
Sick.
What?
What? His finest keep. That a drink that somebody has already started drinking. They left it in the toilet. And you know men toilets. Male toilets as well.
How do you know that it's a drink?
Yeah, no, legit.
And not someone's.
You rang.
Nah.
Apple juice.
First of all, that's disgusting.
Hygiene is lacking.
Second of all, That is unsafe.
Yeah. Unsanitary.
You're saying unsanitary. I'm saying unsafe. No, I know. Someone can put drugs.
I'm doing alliteration. Unsafe and unsanitary.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
They said don't leave your drink. Literally. You went to go and find the left drink.
And you drank it.
It's not even yours.
Oh. Call the police. That is disgusting. That's when I read that. When I read that.
Leave. Ask the doorman for a refund for this guy.
No, legit. No,
when because you paid for both of you.
And yeah, he's doing nonsense like that.
Nah, men can disgrace.
I genuinely
can disgrace.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Imagine
having
to tell your girls about that date, please.
Who are you telling me? That's something that you keep deep down.
Deep down inside.
As if you know you've kept something so deep down, you don't even know that it's there anymore. Yeah, like, that story would actually not...
You don't even remember it.
24th of June will not exist
today. 24th
of June does not exist.
Yeah, man.
What do you mean you went on a date, paid for the entry, you went to the toilet, came back with a drink. Oh, where did you get the drink? Oh, someone left it. Finders keepers. Just kill me.
Nah, legit. You actually want me dead.
Just shoot me down.
You actually want me dead.
Shoot
nasty,
me.
Nasty, nasty, nasty word.
God damn.
That guy does not bath, by the way.
Yeah, 100% not.
He does not bath.
100% not.
Maybe it's the same guy that went to
Didn't brush his teeth.
went to Bruce and guy. Using deodorant for free.
God. This is well, Sha.
That guy, he's smelling.
Girls, please.
This is sad. But men do sometimes better. Sorry, let's not say girls. Men just do better.
I know, but do you know sometimes, when you look at a certain guy, you probably could tell his story. Mm. There's some that we just need to avoid.
Yeah, facts.
Anyone that is someone, could you, like, someone to go to the toilet and find a drink?
Yeah, man. No, but I'm sure she was shocked. I'm sure she was shook at that. She couldn't believe the person she was with to do that such a thing.
Sorry, but.
That is disgusting.
That guy does not bath.
Please. Let's be moving on.
Nasty.
Yeah, for real, man. But anywho, we pray that you people don't find yourselves in such a situation again.
At all.
But if you've got any funny scenarios, any funny situations, any funny stories, share it with us if you feel confident to, or even just send us a cheeky email. Yeah. You never know, you might read it out as like this is what someone else has gone through. But yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, make sure to follow us on our socials. That is BTSPod_ on Instagram, on TikTok, on
Twitter.
X, and on Snapchat. And then, also follow us if you're watching. If you guys are listening, and you want to also catch us visually, hello, we have a YouTube channel. Make sure you head over to our channel. That is the BTS Podcast. We drop, as usual, on Mondays. And we hope you guys enjoy it. Subscribe to the channel on that. And of course, we will see you in our next one.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro!
All
our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.